With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police in Boise say three correctional officers were shot when a suspect helped a prison inmate, Skylar Mead, escape from Idaho Hospital. The Boise police chief tells KIVI the attack happened as correction officers were preparing to transport Mead back to the Idaho Department of Corrections facility.
Suspect attacked and fired at the officers, striking two of them. Boise police officers responded to the hospital to reports of an active shooter, with one officer ultimately firing his duty weapon at an armed individual near the entrance to the emergency department. That individual was later determined to be an Idaho Department of Corrections employee. He was not seriously injured.
Also, at SRNnews.com, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says Republicans will have to depend on a grassroots effort to get out the vote if they want to win the 2024 elections.
Johnson says when it comes to campaigns, Democrats enjoy a major advantage in states like his.
They only have to concentrate on two areas.
A problem not unique to Wisconsin.
And that's true in most states, right? You've got these big blue metropolitan areas. It's a lot easier to get the voter turnout there than it is trying to go to every little town and municipality.
Johnson says securing a GOP victory in 2024 hinges on one very important question.
Are we going to turn out the vote?
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Hagner reporting.
Oklahoma House Speaker Charles McCall says he will immediately introduce a new border security legislation similar to the law that went into effect in Texas that allows state law enforcement to arrest and deport illegal immigrants. A federal appeals court is currently deciding whether the Texas law can remain in effect while lawsuits play out. Mercedes-Benz recalling over 116,000 vehicles. They say it is due to a fire risk due to loose electrical wiring. This is SRN News. In recent years, the number of Christian films being produced has skyrocketed, and that trend is likely to continue. That's the view of Chris Carpenter, managing site editor for the Christian Post's CrossMap platform. Carpenter says the growth of the faith-based film industry has been impressive.
I've been in this business quite a while, and it used to be there'd be a new faith-based movie, Christian movie, that would come out, you know, once every 3 months. So you'd have five or six a year that were coming out. Now it seems like it's five or six a week. So the volume of product is just staggering these days. And like anything, the more you do it, you're going to get better at it. So the quality of the movies has gone way up.
He traces the revival of Christian filmmaking to Georgia-based evangelical director Alex Kendrick and his brothers. Their newest movie, titled The Forge, will be released in theaters this August and will be their ninth faith-based film. This is SRN News. Another record-setting day on Wall Street.
Stocks rallied to more records after the Federal Reserve indicated it's still likely to deliver the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street craves. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Wednesday. The Dow added 401 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.3%. All three hit all-time highs. The fear coming into the day was that the Fed would trim the number of expected rate cuts this year because of some recent hotter-than-expected inflation data. The central bank said it's still forecasting to make three cuts this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Hundreds of public safety cameras are being installed across San Francisco in an effort to control massive crime. Mayor Lyndon Breed says 400 license plate readers are now being placed on a rolling basis at 100 intersections and locations across the city. The goal is to help combat organized retail and motor vehicle theft and make the city safer for residents, businesses, and visitors. More details at SRNnews.com.